Today's topic is all about something that I'm sure many of us struggle with. I'm talking about overthinking. Hi there. Welcome to Niza Level Period Podcast. My name is Niza. I'm a mental health counselor, life coach, and NLP practitioner. I help you gain clarity, heal, and grow for an impactful and fulfilling life. This podcast is about mental health, personal development, and faith. New episodes every fortnight. Today, I wanted to talk about why we overthink and how to stop it. For us to stop or manage anything, we must first understand why it happens in the first place. For definition purposes, overthinking is when your thoughts and worries circle in an endless loop. A dictionary definition reveals that to overthink is to think too much about something. While thinking is the process of considering or reasoning about something. So when we say overthinking, we're saying about overly considering or reasoning about something. I want you to know that this is the first time I'm ever considering the meaning of overthinking in my 30 something years of living and maybe my 25 years of overthinking. So we all need this, trust me. Having looked at the definitions, let's get into why we overthink. And there are so many reasons, most of them interlinked. But as we look at each, I'm sure you'll be able to see yourself in one or two or all of them. It's okay. There is help. Number one, overthinking often stems from fear or anxiety of making the wrong decision, fear of failure, or even the fear of what might other people think. Our minds can become tangled in this web of questions. And I like to say that thoughts are a set of questions, a set of statements, a set of movies that we play back and forth in our minds. So we can easily get stuck in that and get stuck in worst case scenarios. The mind may become fixated on potential problems, creating a cycle of endless worry. So overthinking comes from fear or anxiety. Number two, individuals who have experienced trauma or negative events in the past may be more prone to overthinking as their minds attempt to process and figure out potential threats or triggers. So back to the first one even, because this links to the first one. If you've experienced trauma, that created an experience or a situation for you that then generates different thoughts. And some of those thoughts might also lead to the emotion of anxiety or fear. Let's get to number three. Certain thinking patterns, known as cognitive distortions, can contribute to overthinking. What does this mean? These distortions include catastrophizing, where you expect the very worst thing to happen, black and white thinking, or overgeneralizing. Have you ever met a person, and you probably have, or you could be the same person I'm talking about? Every time you're exposed to something, you're generalized. You hear statements like men are this, or women are this, or the world is such a da-da-da-da-da-da place. Other statements, as far as generalizing is concerned, might sound like families from the father's side are like this, or families from the mother's side are like this. That's generalizing, because it may not be true for everyone that men are da 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 da, or that women are blah 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 blah. You can fill in the spots. I will not partake in the negative conversations of labeling and generalizing. Another cognitive distortion is personalizing, where it's me, 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 even in the worst and negative scenarios. I am the reason for this going wrong. If I wasn't here, this wouldn't have been. And so we personalize. I'm not good enough. It's personalized. While many other people can take or share blame, would rather personalize and make it about us. So this could also be a cause of overthinking. Number four, external pressures, such as societal expectations, peer pressure, or demanding work environment can contribute to overthinking. Now, there's this need to meet external standards, and this particular need may lead us to overanalyze our actions and our decisions, even when you know what you're doing. So imagine being very functional and very productive in one space and moving into the next space and really going blank because of the pressure in this space. So to this, I can add overstimulation and information overload can also heighten overthinking. Now, we're constantly on social media. There's constant feeding of information or consuming of information, thoughts, ideas, opinions, name it. There's a video I came across about how to be healthy. And in the video, there's this illustration of somebody saying drinking water is healthy and someone is about to drink water and the next person says drinking water can cause da 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 da. And I don't know why I'm using this statement today, but bear with me. And in the next slide, the same person is about to have oats and then they come across a video where someone says, no, oats are bad for your health, right? There's always different opinions and you can easily spiral into overthinking, almost asking, did I hear correctly? Was that correct? Okay, let me try this and let me try that. For my sisters and brothers too, who are trying to find the perfect skincare routine. Today you're trying this, tomorrow you're trying that, today you're trying this. I think the most craziest thing that I've come across is that you should use different towels for your face and for your body. I really found, like, I remember watching that and really saying, listen, you will not pressure my life. Like, leave me alone. And that's why I added this. External pressures can cause you to overthink, overanalyze, whether they are as a result of societal expectations, peer pressure, or demanding work environment. As far as societal pressures, do we even need to go there? Listen, you could set out and say, I want to get married when I'm 35. Somebody will tell you if you're not married by 26 and they'll give you a whole speech. So, overthinking can also be as a result of external pressures. Last but not the least, number 5. Holding on to past mistakes, regrets, or negative experiences can lead to overthinking. I like to share with my clients that when life has happened to you or at you, once it has happened, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't go back in the past and make changes. It has already happened. And there are a lot of people who are still stuck in the past, still stuck in the regrets, still stuck in the negative experience. And while your emotions as a result of that experience are valid, while your thoughts might be valid, they're only valid to help guide you to the next space, to the next desired life that you would want to pursue. Perhaps observing what happened to gain some perspective and insight on why you're where you are right now and then navigate where you want to get could be helpful. Overthinking about your past does not solve anything. The inability to forgive ourselves and others may keep the mind stuck in a loop of repetitive negative thoughts. And now that we've looked at why we overthink or gained some perspective on why we overthink, I want to share with you 3 practical ways to stop overthinking and then regain control over your thoughts. Because trust me, from your thoughts come emotions and behaviors. You know what they say, as a man thinketh, so is he. That is very true. And before you really hate or dislike yourself because of how you feel, watch how you think, because that's what's generating the fear or the excitement. So start here. Number 1, take a moment to bring yourself into the present. This is called mindfulness. Focus on your breath. Every time you find yourself overthinking or about to spiral into overthinking, and the sensations in your body and the immediate environment can anchor you back into your present. This helps break the cycle of overthinking by grounding you in the present moment. In 2023, I experienced a lot of social anxiety. And yes, as you would guess, the anxiety was birthed out of thoughts. Thoughts of, what if I'm not good enough? Thoughts of, what if I don't fit into this mental health care world? Everybody knows Nisa is a communicator, so she's the person speaking. But what if they don't actually believe that I can be this person? Or what if? And I think most of it was really, do I really believe I can do this? One of the ways I managed to go through this anxiety or this overthinking was grounding myself. I would go somewhere, and if I could find a patch of grass, I'd remove my shoes and walk on the grass and just feel the grass. But that would take my mind off whatever unhealthy thoughts I was harboring by just stepping on the grass. In other cases, I would lay flat on the floor. possibly I'd find a very clean floor and then just ground myself there by laying flat and just feeling my shoulders on the ground and feeling my stomach really as I breathe going up and down, going up and down, would take my thoughts off whatever unhealthy thoughts I was harboring. Another thing I would do is I'd pour water on the floor. I did this in Lusaka, guys. I meant to ground myself at Mulungushi, but the sun in Lusaka is different from the sun in Kitwe. It was hot. And so I had to pour water on the ground and then walk on it because it was so hot and even the water was warm, and walk on it. And it really did help. The idea here is to get out of your head. So mindfulness, be present in the moment, whatever natural elements are around you. Number two is challenge your thoughts. When you catch yourself about to spiral into negative thinking, or even already, ask yourself if your thoughts are rational. Are they based on facts or based on assumptions? Challenging your thoughts can help you gain perspective and reduce unnecessary worry. As somebody new in the mental health care space, and I told myself that this is the last time I'm going to use this statement or even talk about this. But as somebody new, I struggled, and my irrational thoughts were that I wasn't worthy, I wasn't experienced enough, I wasn't good enough at this, and eventually I'll be found out as not being good or as being a novice. Challenging my thoughts, even taking actions like networking or enrolling for other courses or even serving people, whether they were paid clients or non-paid clients, helped me face up to these irrational thoughts. And it was clear eventually that it wasn't that I wasn't good enough. It wasn't that I was new. But the reality and the truth was that I was networking so that I could learn and so that I could continue serving people. Newness can be intimidating. But everybody who's experienced and old in the field is somebody that was new once upon a time. I'm sure you've heard of this saying. That was one of the statements or one of the thoughts that really helped me move away from the irrational thoughts. Let's move to the last one. I want you to learn the art of setting a time limit for decision making. And this is especially for my friends and family and my, you know, WhatsApp group mates who end up over analyzing even research. Are you that person who opens 10 tabs for one question and you want to read everything before you make a decision? Have you noticed how long it takes for you to actually make a decision? Or how sometimes you don't even make a decision, you just get tired and overwhelmed and you let it be? Set a timer. I started doing this maybe around 2022. I would tell myself, Niza, you're going to practice the rule of three. You're going to take either 3 minutes, 30 minutes, 3 months, or 3 years and make a decision. If I am making a decision, I'm giving myself 30 minutes to make a decision. Or if I need to observe something, I'm giving myself 3 months to observe it and make a decision. Set time limits for decision making. Dwelling on a decision for too long often leads to overthinking. So give yourself specific time frames to make a choice. And once that time is up, commit to your decision and move forward. Being very aware of the consequences, being very aware of the responsibility you need to take. Another thing other than setting time limits for decision making is creating a worry period. Instead of allowing intrusive thoughts to disrupt your day, schedule a specific time to address your concerns. During this designated worry period, you can reflect on your thoughts and determine if they are worth your energy. So imagine setting your worry period and making it 5 minutes. Within that worry period, also consider point number two, which is challenge that thought that's causing the worry. Okay? And within that same moment, also consider grounding yourself. When you say it is done, find a way you can ground yourself. Some people ground themselves with a cup of coffee or the cup of tea. Find what works for you. But these are three ways that you can stop or manage overthinking. I want you to know that overthinking on its own is not a mental health condition, but it is a symptom of other mental health conditions like depression and anxiety. So practice self-compassion and understand that it is okay to speak to a counselor or a therapist if overthinking causes you difficulty to function, difficulty to move on during the course of your day. I hope you find this helpful. But before I go, of course, I do have a reflection question for you. I'll be doing this every episode. So the question or the reflection question for this particular episode on why we overthink and how to stop it is, what would your life look like if you spent less time overthinking and more time trusting yourself? I want you to take a moment to consider this question and perhaps journal your thoughts about it. What would your life look like if you spent less time overthinking and more time trusting yourself? I know you will do a good job at this. For this week, this is our episode on why we overthink and how to stop it. I want you to know that it's okay to have only some of the answers. And sometimes the best decisions come from trusting your instincts. So we may not answer everything, but I hope that this guides your reflection. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, like, leave a comment, leave a review, and share it with someone who might benefit from these insights. Do connect with me on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. Until next time, I wish you growth and healing and less overthinking. Goodbye. This podcast represents the opinions of myself and my guests. The content here should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for educational and informational purposes only. Please consult with your healthcare professional for any individual medical questions you may have. I welcome any comments, corrections of errors, and suggestions to improve the podcast.